This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Amid a shaky ceasefire in Sudan, members of the former regime, including ousted President Omar al-Bashir, have left the prison where they were held. Sudan's military accused the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces of attacking the prison, while the RSF accused the military of releasing the former leaders. VOA's Michael Atit reports.
Ahmed Haroun, a security official for Sudan's former president Omar al-Bashir, announced Tuesday that he and other former leaders were freed from Khartoum's Khobar prison. The announcement raised concern about the whereabouts of other former officials, including Bashir, who was also being held at the prison. Unnamed military sources told the Associated Press that Bashir, Haroun, and former minister Abdul Rahim Muhammad Hussein had been moved to a military hospital. Bashir, Haroun, and Hussein are wanted by the International Criminal Court for crimes in Sudan's Darfur region. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
Hospital sources confirmed to Reuters news agency that Bashir was at a military hospital. Talks have taken place between Beijing and Kyiv, the AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Chinese leader Xi Jinping has appealed for negotiations between Russia and Ukraine in a phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. State media reports Xi warned there is no winner in a nuclear war. In the long-anticipated conversation, she said China wanted to act as a peace mediator. In a development, Beijing will send a special representative to Ukraine for talks about a possible political settlement. China has tried to appear neutral in the war, but has refused to criticize Moscow's invasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A court in Moscow held a hearing on Wednesday to set the stage for imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny to face a new trial on extremism charges that he's described as a Kremlin-ordered effort to extend his time behind bars. Navalny was arrested in January 2021. He exposed official corruption and organized massive anti-Kremlin protests. The U.S. has brought the sister of American Paul Whelan, imprisoned in Russia, to the U.N. Security Council for a session being chaired by the Russian foreign minister, urging him to, quote, look into her eyes and see her suffering, end quote. The U.S. wants Russia to release Whelan, who is serving a 16-year sentence after being convicted of espionage. South Africa's president, Cyril Ramaphosa, has backtracked on remarks he made Tuesday that the country would withdraw from the International Criminal Court, which has issued an arrest warrant for Russia's President Vladimir Putin. VOA's Kate Bartlett reports.
His remarks sparked controversy as Russia's President Vladimir Putin, who is wanted by the ICC for war crimes in Ukraine, is invited to an August summit in South Africa. As a signatory to the Rome Statute that established the ICC, Pretoria is required to arrest Putin if he sets foot in the country. But just hours after Ramaphosa said the ANC would quit the court in The Hague, his spokesman, Vincent Magwenya, said the remarks were an error. Magwenya said the correction followed an error made at a media briefing by the ANC on South Africa and the ICC, which he said the president had regrettably and erroneously affirmed. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
The woman accusing former President Donald Trump of rape could testify today in the civil trial in the U.S. state of New York. The AP's Julie Walker.
E. Jean Carroll left court yesterday without answering reporters' questions.
What was it like to be in court today?
In opening statements, her lawyer told the jury of six men and three women the former advice columnist would testify to how a chance encounter with Donald Trump 30 years ago in a Manhattan department store turned into rape in the dressing room, and that fear and shame kept her quiet. The attorney for the former president, who is running again, told the jury Carroll's story was wildly implausible and short of evidence. He accused her of pursuing the case for money. This is a civil case. Trump is not required to testify, but his lawyer is not ruling it out. Julie Walker, New York.
Prince Harry is not criticizing his grandmother, the late Queen Elizabeth, or Britain's royal family over a secret agreement with Rupert Murdoch's UK newspaper arm, his lawyer told London's High Court on Wednesday. Harry is suing the newspapers from actions between the mid-90s until